judgments about these things are...
We're not in a position to know anything.
No.
But this is, I feel that very strongly. But we are in a position, and I feel we have a responsibility to simply report what we saw,
yes,
and also what we sensed. Recognizing that we might be completely gaga,
yes,
and it makes no difference. But
it's
we still
like talking about
the
teachings.
We have to say these things.
Oh, I feel profoundly, and also Krishnaji, in a way, okayed it, that one can talk about the teachings if there's always the ground rule that one's exploring, they may be totally wrong up a tree, who knows? And anyone who listens or participates or joins you or reads this or listens to whatever only happens to these tapes must look at the whole reporting of it, because I suppose if I had to sit down and separate what I can say of absolute facts I can vouch for, like, you know, we were walked on the beach and such a day, things like that. That could, but so much else was happening with Krishnaji all the time.
I know.
That are not verifiable.
I know.
And in a way,
that's the big thing.
I feel uneasy about going on about we did this, we did that, we did something else, we went to the movies, we walked on the beach, as though that was his life. His life was who knows where. That was his life. This was his outward physical life, human life.
See, this is absolutely, and this was what was so interesting, that the small time I had with Krishnaji, the years that I saw him here, there was an intensity and there was a fullness in his presence. It just seemed that there was an awful lot going on. But if you reduce it to the physical, measurable, call it what you would get if you were following behind him with a television camera, that kind of, you know, recordable. Well, it wasn't much. It was, he went here, he talked, he then went there and he talked, and he shopped, and he went there and he talked, and, you know, ad infinitum. But that's not really what was going on.
Mm-mm.
And this is a little bit, this is why I keep prodding, I keep prompting, I keep trying to find some way of making more of that present that was going on somehow, even though it is our subjective opinion.
Because all this stuff is really dangerous. Supposing somebody plays one or two cassettes of 70 years from now, it sounds all sort of trivial. Because we're putting in so much trivial stuff.
I know, but somehow
over
also
and over and over.
This is why whenever we have a chance to abstract something that's significant or talk about something that's significant, I feel we always have to do that. It's like this thing about Krishnaji, you know, saying he had a marvelous meditation at night. Well, we can just, you know, glance over that, or we can stop and say, no, wait a minute. This has significance here. Or, for instance, the feeling that you had, which you wrote about eloquently on the one page when you wrote that you
going
have a sense
airport.
Of responsibility going to the airport. See, all of that now... That charged the atmosphere around him.
Yeah.
And I would maintain that it was not subjective, but one doesn't know how to talk about it. Mm. I mean, it is actually very difficult to talk objectively about things that are subjective.
Yes. Because the measure of them is to the listener is you or me.
I know.
And... people just have to, do whatever they're going to do. I don't know.
But it is, and I think it's, and it actually probably is a good analogy for Krishnaji, but It's like talking about love, even puppy love between two little teenagers who don't know anything. Mm. It's actually very difficult to talk objectively about that. Mm. But that does not mean that it's not going on. Whatever they're experiencing, whatever they're feeling, it is going on. And just like I think you were saying, it is more real than a lot of the physical phenomenon. Yes. And this so much of this that was around Krishnaji, it was more real than the physical phenomenon.
Mm.
And much more intense and much more alive. And
you just see, statistically, we're flooding this tape recorder with trivia, in a way, providing this other sense that you're talking about now can be seen to be
if it can come
the
out,
important
exactly.
part.
And you see, if it can just somehow come out at all, it makes the whole thing worthwhile.
Yes.
Because this whole thing, I mean, when Krishnaji used to say over and over again, what will you say when the man from Seattle comes up and says, what was it like to be with him, with Kay? Well, we can say, well, we went here, we went there, we did this, we did that.
Mm.
But that's not what Krishnaji was asking about.
No.
And it's that very difficult
yeah.
of conveying this other,
yes.
almost impossible state of being that was around him. I don't know how else to talk about it. I mean, here's, you know, for myself, here's this physical body. It goes here, it goes there, it goes another place. But there's different states of being depending on what one lives. And the state of being that was there because of Krishnaji's presence
yes.
was absolutely remarkable. I think because of his state of being. It just affected the other states yeah. of being around him.
Yes.